What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome back to How to Not Comedy, Kyle Legacy.
It's good to be back, boys. Appreciate it. Nice one. It's a bit awkward that Ethan's here, but it is an open sushi relationship, so it's fine.
We had a good night last night.
That was a sick show, that, to be honest, yeah. Good. I mean, I can't believe you're actually speaking after me on a podcast, because I know you're terrified to follow me.
Yeah,
but it's only on stage. It's not in conversation, though.
No. Well, after the last time I had to fucking follow you, you buried me.
It's just called doing my job as an MC.
I know, but you need to fucking carry your friends, all right? It's like when we walk around town, you've got to take smaller steps so that I can keep up with you.
Yeah. No, but you've seen my set. I'm trying to be as racist as possible, but they're just going for it. That's all it is. Like, last night was so funny. Like, you can bag out any religion or race as long as they've cheated on somebody in the audience.
Yeah.
That's what I figured out. Like, when that girl was like, yeah, my husband cheated on me. She was on her own, and my husband cheated on me with this German girl. And then we just went in on Germans for, like, 2 minutes. That German fucking slut. Like, I hope you got chlamydia on a bunk bed right now, you fucking whore.
Dude, I saw that, and I was like, how the fuck is he going to dig his way out of this one? Because it was such a depressing story. The whole crowd's like, oh. And you're like, fuck the Germans.
Look, you Nazi piece of shit. I know none of you are here tonight, because it looks like the Anne Frank suite.
Well, it was crazy because you didn't know. She didn't tell you that he was German. You just guessed.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't him. It was the girl. She'd slept with her. He cheated on her with a backpacker.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, of course it's German backpackers because they're all fucking sluts. You know what I mean? So yeah.
They are the hottest backpackers.
Though. And then, yeah, exactly. They are good looking. Yeah. Blonde, they blue eyes. You know what I mean? So
yeah. The good ones, anyway.
Yeah, the good ones. But yeah, we just called it a fucking Nazi for 2 minutes. Like, applause breaks.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost turned into a rally. Yeah. People are like, you fucking Nazi scum.
Oh,
so
man.
Funny, though. If you were going to get cheated on by... like, if you're... well, you don't have a partner anymore, so I didn't bring it up. Yeah. Heartbreak FM.
You're a rich girl.
tell them about the radio station. So as soon as he picked me up from the airport on Tuesday, like, obviously he's told me about it, like, I know his ex and that, because when she visited us in Liverpool and Melbourne and all that, so I met her a few times, the bitch, but I come in, it's like he's listening to the saddest love songs in the world.
I am not. Rich Girl's not a sad song.
But it's like all of them just remind him of him. Yeah. Remind him of her.
Yeah.
And then we just, like, last night after we left at like 5 a.m. we're like, here we go, Heartbreak FM.
Back on.
You're listening to Taylor Swift?
No, we're listening to Hall & Oates.
Yeah,
and we were listening to just like some beats on the way in, and then I turned the car off, turned it back on, and it just went straight back to fucking the Heartbreak FM. We had Ludacris fucking queued up, and it's like, nah, you're a rich girl.
Yeah. Literally went into that.
Constantly, what are you on your period?
Can't get out of it.
So brutal. But can I say her name on the show? Does it matter?
No, it's fine.
Tanya, if she could cheat on you with any race or country, what would you allow? Yeah. What would be the worst one she could cheat with, and what's the worst?
Well,
the worst one would be black.
Yeah, African.
And the best
for
one
sure.
is Asian. It's African and Asian.
Yeah, African and Asian, straight up. Yeah.
Don't want to sleep with an African and you want to sleep with an Asian.
Yeah, if you're going to cheat on me with anyone, make sure it's an Asian dude.
All right, well, good night, guys.
Preferably one
I thought
without...
there was going to be a few riffing. Yeah. Maybe you'd think about it. No.
I've already worked it out. Preferably one without a sword, you know?
An Asian without a sword?
Yeah,
that's true.
That way I don't have to duel.
What about this? What about this? I think I've got you a curveball here, because this is a basketball player for the Lakers. I mean, he's playing fucking shit at the moment. He is. No, he's banging heat. Yeah. No, it's this guy here. So he's Japanese black, Rui Hachimura.
Oh, I have a word.
So
like
he's
that.
Like 6 foot
fuck.
Nine.
I can't say it on the podcast.
He's 6'9" and Asian.
Yeah, he's a little more than Asian. He's a little more than Asian.
That's a no, is it? No. Nobody speaks. He's Japanese. He speaks with a Japanese accent.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like,
Arigato. Well, no, he's not 70 years old Japanese, but he's more like, hello.
Konnichiwa.
Have I sent you any Super Ray videos? I've been sending them to everyone. Yeah, he does videos on like black or Japanese people with dreadlocks. And he blank that out, Tyler.
Was that the video? One of those? Was that the guy you sent me videos of before?
I didn't send you one of them ones. But I probably will. He'll do another one,
dude. Some of the shit just I see. I subscribe to slightly racist videos on fucking Instagram.
Yeah,
and there was like one where it was like igloo. And then it was an African hut and glue.
Can we add any of this?
Yeah, no.
No. This is getting chopped out.
Just the chapters now at this point. Call me an idiot, oh, Ruby.
4 years of doing the podcast and gets us.
Yeah. I've said worse.
That's so funny.
But yeah, no, I struck out last night. It was no good.
But I mean, it was not from lack of trying, though, was it?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't have think we could,
yeah.
I mean, I was not trying to get laid. I mean, I was, but not with it, obviously. But I was invested in Ethan's outcome for sure, yeah.
Talking about how big his dick is and...
Just shit like that.
No,
I mean,
asleep on the couch.
Yeah, no, I was dreaming about it. No, so we go back. I was like, about the food, I was so excited. So I just smashed like a massive joint on my own. I'd already had like two joints at that point or something. So then it just kind of, like after the food, it just rocked me or whatever. Mm. Then I went back, had a drink, another joint. There's a pattern here.
Yeah.
And then when I started feeling something, I was like, no. Here we go. And then I went on the couch, started like that, passed out like that, then to the side, then woke up and they put a blanket on me.
Like a little
refugee. And then, and then they were like, wake up. She's like, wake up. She said, no, we're going.
As soon as she said no?
No.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah, she's like, no, I'm not interested. Like, no. Fuck you.
Kyle, get up. Time to leave.
We're going to the brothel.
I was pretending to be awake the whole time. That was the thing. I wasn't even asleep. I was just watching it so I could see them fall. He didn't have to wake me. I said, all right, we're going. But what was it?
You were awake just so you could watch him bark. Sleeping with one eye.
I feel like bum puffing the joint. I'm not even stoned. Just wasting the weed. Like I'm asleep and then a condom just lands there out of nowhere and I just threw it. like where the fuck did this come from? But yeah, what was it? They were talking about it and stuff and she was saying some stuff and then what did you say? It was like the most regal way we were riffing about it last night. Like you fancy a shag. What you said?
I said I thought you'd fancy a shag.
So then we were like, we got back and rolled in his wig. We were like, can I trouble you for an orgasm, my dear? Excuse me, can I finger you? Just so
a doth request some digits.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Eddie does this bit, but yeah.
Yeah, it's one of Eddie's jokes.
Yeah, no, we got back at like 6 a.m. and I was in here writing at 12, so I was up at 10. So I'm on 4 hours sleep. That's great.
Hello. I woke up on the couch because I've showed you my eye mask. It's like... Heavy duty. You know what I mean? You sleep through everything. I'd sleep through a male rape. Probably, to be honest. Like, literally, it's that good. I'd wake up and yawn and end up sucking a dick, but I'd still be asleep, yeah. But it was a sick night because we went to that Rogue Scholar, is it?
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Eddie's a fucking local celebrity. She knows everybody and stuff. And the show was sick. Like, the riffing in between the shows.
Yeah,
between the songs and all that. I was saying she should do more of it on stage and stuff like that.
Don't tell her to do more things.
But it was sick. No, but I mean, more of the singing and that. Well, she does it in her concept shows, doesn't she? But she could do it in regular stand-up once for sure, you know what
she
I mean?
Could,
I mean, I wouldn't want to follow it, but, she could fucking do it. Like,
she's fucking talented.
Yeah. And, they were killing it. That was a sick show. Everybody was sort of going mad. And then because the girl... that he knows is a cop. When we first got there, we were like looking for people that look like cops. And then we were like, he was like, I'm eating those table of cops. And then we went over there and she was sat with them. I was like, God damn it. They weren't cops though, were they?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Who knows?
She was.
They just looked like.
Never trust them.
Not here, back home. She doesn't have jurisdiction here. So.
Yeah, dude. The way you fucking smell too. You just smell my like
weed. Well, she shook my hand as well. And I was like, that's a fucking handshake there.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought she was going to go like that with it. But she's sound as fuck though, yeah. And they all were. It was sick. We went back to that. The other guy at Lee's and just had like kick-ons there. And I think she was FaceTiming somebody. And where's the fiancé? Is he in England or something?
Yeah.
Ah, so that's where they were going, yeah.
FaceTime England. Yeah.
So
it's fucking good, but I am fucking tired.
I fucking bet it, lad, yeah. I know, same, lad, to be honest. Sleeping.
But I was up making bacon and eggs. It was good. I liked it. Smashing protein shakes. Came in here, had a coffee, had a little spew.
Did you? Did you have a tactical spew?
Just like a little baby vomit, you know? Just like a little fucking burp.
Well, you didn't drink that much last night, did you?
Nah, I didn't, but I was just... But
I guess lack of sleep and all that, yeah.
It's fucked me up. I don't do well on lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ruins me. And now this Swedish girl wants me to take her to a festival tonight. So it's called the Gumball.
Okay.
Like, I don't know where it is. Fucking.
Fuck, we forgot to go to the rodeo today.
Yeah, well, that was.
God damn it. God damn it.
You're looking for that chick in the fucking cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Nicole, I still remember the name. I've been refreshing Instagram for those follows. I'm like, what the fuck? I gave you 5 stickers, love. I know you've got the Instagram. Wild.
Yeah. She was cool.
I'm definitely not going to that festival, though. Fuck that.
What's it called?
The Gumball.
And what's the deal with it?
I don't know, it's like a country festival. It's like $90 a ticket. I'm not going in for one night.
Ugh.
I'm pretty sure she just wants a lift in my van and to crash in my van.
Oh, there you
go. So I'd definitely be shagging for sure, but
yeah,
fuck that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not if you fall asleep at fucking...
Well, no, that's...
Clock.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make it.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll make it there, but then you'll be like...
Yeah.
Unless I find some...
You won't see any fucking
some
bad.
Meth or some...
I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need meth.
No, I'm skinny enough as it is.
Dude. You looking like that? Yeah, somebody's offering you meth for sure.
I look like I've done meth.
Yeah, or they're asking you for it, or some meth's involved for sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Have you ever done meth, Carl?
Testing. Nah, I've never done meth, to be honest. Yeah. It's not really like... Back home, it's not really a... I mean, I guess in Scotland, it's heroin. Probably UK, it's more heroin, I guess.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing... Well, crack's an American thing in it, really, I guess.
Mm. No, it's an Australian thing, too.
Well, like, yeah, but you don't call it crack, do you? You call it meth, I guess.
Ice.
No.
Oh, ice, yeah.
So, that's
so like, yeah, we don't really have...
Coke. It's cut.
What?
Crack is coke, isn't it? It's been...
Yeah, it is.
Crack cocaine, but it's pretty much ice, isn't it? Yeah.
No,
ice.
Meth is like a chemical, like, they make it out of chemicals.
So meth is not ice?
Yeah, meth is ice.
Okay, but ice is not crack?
No, it's not crack.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
But people in Australia call ice crack.
Yeah, that's what I was figured,
yeah. I thought meth was ice.
Meth is ice.
But crack isn't ice.
But they call ice crack in Australia, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Because Sam Kostukin's got a great nickname for Perth. He calls it Methleham.
Methleham. Fuck
it up. Hello. And he calls it, what's he called? It South Bali.
Yeah, dude.
But back home, we have, like, drugs are cheap. Like, you guys do a lot of meth here because it's the cheapest, innit?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, homeless people can do it. But I mean, like, homeless people can do, like, coke and fucking heroin back home because it is cheap. You know what I mean? So it's like, here, nobody's doing meth because they want to do it, I guess. They're just doing it because it's cheap, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's cheap because it's a fucking...
It's way easier to smuggle it into the UK than it is Australia. Because it's so much...
No, but meth is cheap here. I'm saying, oh, you mean all drugs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah. Well, I mean, you guys got a TV show, fucking Border Security.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That show is wild. I watched a guy on Border Security just threaten an old Asian lady with a bat.
With a bat?
Yeah, she was talking shit.
Wait, like a baseball bat? Or did she bring a bat through customs?
The one that he got out of her bag.
One of the extender poles. Like the
no
police
way.
Bat. Yeah, she was talking shit and he's like, stop it. She's
in Chinese or in English?
I don't know. I can't remember that much detail about it. All I remember is there was an old lady talking shit and he's like, cut it out. Cut it out. And then he just goes, last warning, and she kept going, and he's just like, right!
No way!
Pulls the bat out. He's like, you gotta keep going?
The camera guy's like, no!
Yeah. And then she shut up, and then he smacked it on the ground, and it, like, hit something, and then he was able to, like, fold it back up again.
That's
it
wild.
Was fucking crazy, dude.
Do you remember what she was smuggling in?
I think she was just talking shit. It was like, the whole process.
Yeah. Because it's like, that's it, I'm pretty sure it's never... drugs. It's Asian ingredients and fruit in it. Yeah. That's what it is. You know what I mean? It's like
precursor materials. Yeah. To whatever the fuck they're cooking up.
Yeah,
it's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, that's your mate Mark O'Keefe.
O'Keefe,
yeah. A joke about how he's in the customs line. He always gets behind an Asian because they've always got shit in their bag to make a potion.
So funny. Mark's got a great joke. In Perth, he was going, he probably done it here, but he's like, people always come up to Irish people and are like, oh, where's your pot of gold? And he's like, that's the Jews. Yeah. That's not even us.
They did that, yeah.
Where's your pot of gold? Ask Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah. The iron slag. So good.
Oh, man.
I haven't watched Butterscotty in ages, but I tell you what I do love. I love what's happening, lad? You know, Police 10-7, have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, so it's the opposite of Butterscotty because nobody gets in trouble. It's New Zealand cops.
Oh, yeah.
It's super nice to everyone.
The nicest people. Yeah. Like, nothing. Like, this guy, I remember one episode, he's stoned as fuck. He drives his car into somebody's, like, just a house. Living room, and then afterwards they're like,
"Oh shit, mate!"
Yeah,
you
like,
fucked up.
And then it comes up at the end, what he got, and it's like, "All right, so we let him off, but we let him keep his bong or something stupid like that." You're like, "What the fuck is going on here?" It's ridiculous, like,
dude.
We've all done it.
Speaking of ice, instead of like you know when you have a soundboard,
yeah,
you got actual. If you could turn on the Mario Kart over there, that'd be sick. Get a few more going.
So you're doing Mardi Gras next weekend and then...
I am doing Mardi Gras next weekend. You're not coming now, no?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I can afford it.
You got to work here, isn't that, eh?
Yeah, working the club on Saturday and I've got I don't have $600 to put fuel in my van there and back because I didn't know it was 8 hours away.
Well, I thought it was closer to Nimbin. I thought it was only going to be about 5.5, 6 or something. No, it's not.
Fucking ages.
See, I've stopped doing the drive. Last year I flew, and it was just so much fucking easier, you know what I mean? It was like...
And then you don't have to worry about getting busted driving.
I mean, I fly into Lisbon, can I do a gig there on Thursday, so I still got to drive in, but I'm like...
Lisbon has an airport?
No, well, I'm staying there. No, I fly into, like, Ballina, or whatever the fuck it's called. Vanessa Laddie Mitchell, I stay with her, do you know where?
Yeah.
Teardrops on my dildo. Has she done that here or not?
Yes, she has.
Yeah, that would have sold out for sure, I don't know. Yeah, MILFs for days.
Yeah.
See, I was talking to her today. She's got new merch. She's got bathroom towels that say cum rag.
Nice.
That is great.
She's like, old ladies are buying them. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Crazy, huh? So you can't come then. That's fair enough. You know what I mean? No, well, the guy who runs this comedy club is he runs the fucking sweat kitchen, so that's fair enough. You know what I mean? He overworks his staff in this place, so I don't blame you, lad.
This is the, James is the he's fucking looking after me.
No, that's
I would be. I'd be dead.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, like, 3 hours he'll give us, too. Mm. He's like, oh, yeah, I've got to pay you for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I've been here, too.
Oh, you were getting paid to riff with me here last night, pretty much, yeah?
Yeah.
We just, every 5 minutes, we just move
the
chair.
Club
yeah, it does. Riffs are good
to
the soul.
Back to the masses.
So, yeah, that's my favourite festival, is the Nimbin Mardi Gras Festival.
Yeah, fuck, I want to go.
I mean, it's just a weed festival. Yeah. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like
weed.
Well, there's everything else, but I'm only there for the weed. And I'm not even there for, like, free the weed. I'm there for, like, I like smoking weed and playing FIFA. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not, like, I'm not a fucking, well, I do have hairy armpits, but I'm a guy, you know what I mean?
Fucking tent, or what are you?
So, yeah, we just camp and that, and it's like, but I have a tent, but I sleep in the camp chair every night.
I've seen
I just
the
pass
way you
out
sleep.
With the bong, just like that. Eye mask on, see you in a bit, you know what I mean? Literally, like me and Gav, we just go so hard because they pay us a bit. And it's a decent enough budget, get us there and everybody there, but it's more of a lad's trip, you know what I mean? You're not making money, but you're not necessarily losing money or whatever.
Unless you're me. I'll be losing money at the end of this.
Yeah. But it's like, that's the thing, because there's only like really one pub and they don't up their prices, even the food stores are standard, you know what I mean? It's not like when you go to a big festival and they're ripping you off and stuff.
Yeah.
It's still because it is small and obviously like hippies are fucking broke as fuck, aren't they? You know what I mean? So they have to do all that sort of stuff. But yeah, we do like a show a night and it's, I haven't even checked the weather yet, but if the weather's off, it's sick. You know what I mean? If the weather's good, we're laughing. Yeah. But it's like half indoor, half outdoor. Then it goes up on a hill. Like we'll have on the Saturday, Sunday, there'll be like 250 there or something like that. You know what I mean? The good shows.
Nice.
It's grown and stuff like that. The Stoner stand-up. So everybody always comes back and it's like six stage, like with a big fucking, like you feel like Cypress Hill, like big weed leaf in the background and shit like that. I'll show you the photos after it. It's bought like they have like a big inflatable joint right in front of the stage and stuff like that. It's sick. And the crowd works just like... I mean, I think you'd imagine it is. Like, someone's on acid, I'm in their face just fucking with them. You know what I mean? With the mic, this is a black dick. You know what I mean? Stone people, obviously. That's, like, hard to get them. But once you get them, you've fucking got them for the next 3 hours. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I'm doing, like, a gentleman's 45 up top. You know what I mean? Like, literally just going nuts. And they always do, like, they have, like, the Bong Olympics, the stone chess. I was playing with Sam Kostuka one year, and I was so stoned, I called it a prawn instead of a pawn. I was like, where do these prawns go? And he's like, what? So we're just laughing for like 30 minutes. He's like, checkmate with the lobster. And he do the bong toss, which is like the furthest to throw a bong.
Oh, yeah.
So real athlete sort of shit. Yeah, yeah. Like you'd be an athlete there, put it that way. That's
yeah.
And then they do this tug of war, so it's the cops versus the polite, so there's police versus the polite. Polite are just like they're like security, you know what I mean? They're pretty much just going around, you know, do you need fucking water, whatever you had, shit like that. But they're equally as fucked. Like one year, there was a guy in a vest, he's in the show, he's passed out on the floor. Like in the front of the show, like he stands up, passed out, and I'm like, he's the safety manager. What the fuck is going? And then the other staff come, and I thought they were gonna help him, but they just took photos with him, left him there for an hour. He was there. I brought on five acts. Everybody's roasted him. He's just passed out, face down. Like I'd come on as MC. All right, he's alive. Next act. It was fucking. And they'd done this tug of war. Yeah, the police versus polite. And then if the polite win, weed's meant to be legal or whatever. The polite won that year. And weed was not legal. Like that. I was like. Won the tug of war. Get the fuck off me. But yeah, it's a free day and it's my favourite festival just because it is like stoned as fuck, you know what I mean? And like there's some hot women there and shit like that.
Yeah, we should organise to get there one year.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
This year it was like just gonna be so busy, I fucking lacklustre, like I was still booking the lineup last week. So yeah.
Yeah.
Because a bunch of people had pulled out and stuff. But this year we're gonna I think it'll be a bit. Oh, there's a bunch of like acts there now that are decent, so I'm getting them on and shit. That's just that's what better for the festival. You know what I mean? They want the local talent and shit like that. Then there's a bunch of us still going from Sydney, and then Manny B obviously comes every year. He's my big closer. He's down there. Nick's son's there as well. Randomly, if you ever heard of him,
yeah, he was here at the club the other week.
Oh, is he? Is he good now? Or what?
Yeah,
because he was a killer, but obviously he took so much time off.
Yeah.
Is he a bit rusty or is he back?
A little bit, but he was a bit rusty on the Friday, but he was sweet on the Saturday.
Oh, sick! Yeah. Nice. Yeah, fuck it. I'm so excited to see him perform again. Like. And then in Nimbin would be like he used to have this bit where he'd get the crowds all hold hands and we'd pray to give Tony Abbott brain cancer. It was crazy, but like you'd see people like, all right, get brain cancer, and people let go of hands because they had no idea what's going on until he's like just hold hands and that.
Yeah,
it was so funny. Oh. But yeah, that's. I mean, obviously, like Perth Fringe and Edinburgh Fringe are my favourite festivals in terms of making money. And the proper festivals for a month.
Yeah.
But for a weekend trip, it don't get any better than Nimbin Mardi Gras. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
Less gays, more bongs. that's the vibe. Yeah. It's not Mardi Gras, it's Mardi Gras. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, we've got like a full camping set up too.
You've got the actual fucking like.
Yeah, like we got tents, tarps, like so tables, all of that shit.
Yeah, mine's makeshift as fuck. I'll be like on a yoga mat in the fucking. In a shitty tent, but theirs is like a. This guy, Jesse, who always comes, this is like proper heavy duty. He's got generators, you know what I mean? We're charging our phones, we're doing all this shit. Yeah, like it's sick. Like,
nice.
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah, we got like little fucking solar panels and shit.
Charge
our devices.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even like we camp right by the showers. So you're showering every day, you can leave your phone on charge there because there is hippies. Nobody's stealing shit.
Yeah.
And if they are, I'm going to fucking beat the shit out. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, who stole it? The guy over there called Sunflower. Well, I think I'm getting it back. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Nah, bro, I was just borrowing it.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, he hasn't got very far. You know what I mean? You can watch him rob it. He stopped for like five bombs on the way. You're like, you fucking quick getaway, you fucking idiot.
He just walks everywhere in slow motion.
Yeah, literally. He's barefoot, so he can't go certain ways anyway. Yeah. He has to go across the grass.
Can't go across the gravel.
Yeah.
Hurts my feet.
You're fucking idiot. It hurts your feet. I thought you wanted to be closer to the earth, you fucking pussy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've, even though I love that, I hate hippies, but I do love that festival or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't mind a hippie, but don't make it your whole fucking personality for fuck's sake. You know what I mean. I mean, I guess I can't talk about football and basketball and riffing, but that's three things compared to one, innit? You know what I mean? So
you diversify.
Yeah, exactly. And I use deodorant, so I'm better than them.
Yeah, no, that's true.
In every
that's
way.
True. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the deodorant gives you cancer, but
yeah, okay. But
at least you smell nice.
Yeah, exactly.
You stop wearing deodorant.
No,
would you rather smell of BO or
no,
chemo?
I still wear deodorant as well.
I'll take the cancer.
Yeah, I'll take the cancer.
Wait, the roll-on or the spray?
Yeah, aluminium in it.
Yeah, but I got the roll-on.
It's got aluminium.
Really? Yeah, but how much would you have to really roll on to get cancer?
Probably just once a day for your whole life.
Well, that got real. What the, really? What the fuck? This can't be. No,
it's
that's
just
not
an
true.
Autistic factor.
Okay,
got, yeah.
Okay. Well, so there's no truth to it whatsoever. Yeah. Then, no. You got it off TikTok. Yeah, thanks for terrifying me. Like, what the fuck? I sweat a lot.
You
I
won't
need
be able
it.
To get
yeah.
It out of your head.
Anyway, I'd rather smell like chemo than BO.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Me too. Dude, yeah. I cannot stink.
Yeah.
That would be a game ender for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already...
A fat stinker?
Yeah, I'm already a fatty.
You already got Cheeto dust on your shirt.
McDonald's on my shirt, more like it. I got out of the car to brush myself down. Yeah.
Literally, we go to a sushi restaurant yesterday, and he's in there shaking hands with the chef, knows everybody. Everyone even sits down, they're like, the regular? He's like, yep. Yeah. I'm like, what?
I'm like Eddie when it comes to restaurants.
Yeah,
like,
my order?
Everyone knows.
Yeah, everyone knows what you're getting.
Yeah.
Literally, though. Yeah. So funny.
You go to the like other Japanese place with me, they know me. Chef always comes out.
Really? No, he doesn't. Really?
She
comes
does,
out?
Yeah.
That's even better. That's safer.
Yeah. Yeah, come
what out, you get there? Do you get the same thing there as well?
Yeah, every time.
Because that's the thing. It's like you go there so much, but you've tried nothing else on the menu.
Yeah, it's the autism. It's like chicken nuggets, please.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all I want.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's so funny.
Oh, he's blowing his plugger.
I lost my
plugger. Oh, my
that's
Lord.
That is gone. That's you can have to go to Kmart and spend $5.
Fuck. This is some real Australian problems, this.
I gave a homeless person $10 last night.
Well.
And oh, nice.
After doing that, I was like, why the fuck did I do that?
Where was he?
Just outside the club.
He was in his car giving him a hand job. It was a great deal.
I was just like, just in a great mood. He was like, oh,
I'm
you
sure you were
money.
After the hand job.
Yeah, it was good. Soft
immediate
hand.
Release.
For a homeless man who just picks up cans all day, real soft hands.
Yeah. Except it's all that aluminium.
Yeah.
Dick cancer.
He's used to holding fuck. Things like this all day.
He really had, he actually had problems gripping.
So what, you gave him $10?
Yeah, just $10.
And what was he like? I hate it when I'll give homeless people like 10 or, well not 20, who am I kidding, but 10 or 5 and it's like, when they're not grateful as fuck, I'm like, you piece of shit.
I
you know what I mean? You've been getting coins all day.
He's like, I need money for the bus. It's like, you don't need money for the bus and I know where it's going. I just gave
Did you say that to him?
I was just like, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I was like,
on the bus.
Yeah, on the bus. Yeah, whatever.
Just giving hand jobs on the bus.
Yeah.
You got to spend money to make money.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's going to do heroin. But
probably.
On my dime.
Yeah.
You know, I helped him. I
that last
made someone
few fun. Seconds before the ODs, he's going to be a very happy boy. Because
imagine if I killed a homeless person.
Does I don't think
count?
Anyone would care.
Does that count? Do I have like a teardrop tattoo if I kill a homeless person?
Maybe. I feel like you got to be there at least in the room when he's ODing.
You're right.
You can't be like...
All right, next time I'll just strangle him.
Can I have $10? How about 10 fingers?
Yeah. Just beat him to death with a bag full of coins.
How much do you reckon I could pay a homeless person to let me choke him out?
What do you mean, till he died or just till choking?
Just till they go unconscious.
I think you could name the figure.
Yeah.
I don't think they've got a...
I think it'd be way lower than I'd expect.
Yeah.
Like, I'd want to start at 50.
They're homeless for a reason. They're not good at bartering. Yeah. That's literally what got them in there in the first place. That's crazy. I reckon for $2, a homeless guy would let you do that for sure.
Yeah,
probably. Fucking choked me out for free, the cunt.
Yeah, he got me too.
Where? Just came up behind, you know what?
Jiu-jitsu. Nah, it was at jiu-jitsu, and he was...
What did you expect? He's a fucking professional.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be a professional. I mean, it was him and his other mate, and his other mate and me were taking on Bobby. So he was wrestling two of us at once.
Oh, shit.
So he just fucking wraps his arm around my neck and then just starts like cranking on my head while he's fucking fighting this other dude with his other arm. And he couldn't tell that I was tapping because he's concentrating on the other guy.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, fucking stop, Bobby. And he's just crushing my fucking skull. And I came out, my neck's all fucked up.
Did you actually pass out though?
No, I didn't pass out. He didn't have like the choke on me. He was just like crushing my head.
Ugh.
Fuck, he's fucking stronger than he looks.
I was going to say, well, because he's not really, like, he's just shredded, isn't he? You know what I mean? He's skinny, but he's tall.
It's not even that. It's just, it's all he does. So
he knows how to use your body weight against him. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure, yeah.
He grabs a hole and you're like, what the fuck?
It's like if I give you a hand job. That's all I do. Yeah. Once I grab on, I'm not letting go.
If he'd done that to me, I'd just be like, let's go, daddy. I'm sure he'd let go then. Yeah. I'm like, daddy. He's like, all right.
Yeah, he threw someone through a door. Alan. He threw Brady through the door at the Christmas party.
Through an actual door?
Brady.
The office.
Like, would he play fighting?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
There's no play fighting with Bobby, though.
Yeah. He just has a flashback of, like, dude. Texas, like, 2 years ago. Yeah. You're like, fuck's sake.
I was wondering why I had to fix that door.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah, it was.
Like, well, he just went through, and then it stopped after that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they're like, all right, we better calm down.
There's cameras everywhere, yeah.
Fucking hell.
That's so funny, though.
Yeah,
he was over in Perth, weren't he? I saw him briefly. He literally got off the plane, mate picked him up. He came straight to mine to pick up some weed, and then I got him a gig that night. And I was meant to go see his fight, but I had gigs or something anyway. So, but he lost anyway, didn't he?
Yeah,
in Perth, yeah. But you couldn't tell. He looked happy as fuck. Like, he's like, oh yeah, I lost. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's probably still got paid.
I mean, probably. I guess
it's just bombing for him.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, literally, just a bad set.
Yeah.
I've never had such a bad set that I've had to ice my body after it, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I remember.
You bomb on stage and your knee blows up.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'd be in a wheelchair.
Your mom is running away. You just hit yourself in the eye with the mic stand. You're like, God damn it.
I'm going to cauliflower ears.
Oh, you would be paraplegic. Sounds.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I'd be blowing in a hose in a wheelchair.
You know, what happened with Mitch? Bombed last night, man. He had a rough one.
Yeah, on the rough one.
Yeah.
I followed Kyle.
What happened to Mitch and Stag and Hudson? What, did he fall off the stage? No, he just did a set. Wild shit.
If that's you, there'd be some people around here that'd be dead.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like, this would be the anniversary of his death. 10 years gone.
That's what happened to him.
The grandfather of Newcastle comedy. Yeah. Put a bit of respect on his name.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you do a bad set in the Philippines.
I used to love that guy because the Ori was like, it was an awful gig, but it was like, if you could do well there, you could do well anywhere. You know what I mean? Was that was before your time, I guess, weren't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was kind of near the end, coming to the end when I was doing it. And I'd MC, but he'd do like 7 minutes before. You know, like where you're introducing the MC, but then they're doing some, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they do the rules, which is fine, whatever. I'll be asked telling you where the bathrooms are. But I'm saying, but then he's doing shitty jokes as well. You're like, well, this is worse than going on with nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd rather go on, like, cold than fucking minus. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
oh, he's just training you to MC.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, after that, after following... If you could follow him, you could follow fucking anybody. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You can MC a show after someone's dug a hole.
Exactly.
Fuck.
And then it's also the roughest pub anyway, so you know what I mean? It's an absolute nightmare. But
I remember when you used to turn up here in a suit with jewelry.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
The what?
Soam. Soam used to wear
to this
suit
club?
To this club. He rocked up one day with
suit. How long has this club been up for now?
Just over 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
It's got to be almost free because this is my third solo show here.
Nah, it's like 2.5.
And I do it every year around this time. So I must have done it. Actually, I think mine was the first solo show here, wasn't it? On a Sunday.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was, actually.
Yeah.
Because they were trying it or whatever, trialing it. They didn't know. And I was like, well, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm sure it was.
And they opened up. They were running two shows a night as well.
Were
they? Did you ever do that?
The Fridays?
Fridays and Saturdays, I think. They run two shows.
No, I used to do.
I did. I think it was Jacques Barrett.
No, it was Al Del Benno.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, Al fucking hated the crowd in the second show, I remember.
Like, oh, really?
Those cunts, yeah.
No, I remember James had Watt Street as well, the church.
Yeah.
So that was the Saturday. What was the Friday gig? I'm sure I'd done a Friday gig.
No, Watt Street was Friday.
But Watt Street was done before this opened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I think I did the last Watt Street ever. And it was like a week.
Was it main room or back room? I've done both. I've done the main church bit. That was sick. Even the back room's pretty sick though as well. Yeah.
Back rooms was even better.
Oh, I mean, if you got a smaller crowd, it was tighter, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I did the main room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, no, I went up with a Bible. Because I had it in the hotel room. I was like, this will be good for a few riffs.
Did it do well?
Of course, I'm bloody John 3:16, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think I went to open it and I'd put a condom in there and the condom fell out in a brother prop gag. It's the worst. I was like, oh, sorry, I like to read this after I fucked the prostitute. So.
Prop comic.
Yeah, yeah. It's the worst.
Fucking hell.
I know. Yeah.
I'm fucking dying over here.
And I'll get yourself a bloody Red Bull or something.
Yeah, I'm going to need
one. When are you leaving? Yeah.
Are you working tonight?
Yeah.
Ah, but you're not doing a set, are you?
Nah.
So it's easy. Yeah, you just get through it, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm staying at Luke's anyway. We're going to go watch the Liverpool game and then go back to us, I guess.
Nice.
Stay up till 4 in the fucking morning again?
No. Well, it starts at 9:30. So it'll be done by like 11:15.
Yeah, sure.
And now it's not like it doesn't matter. Like if we lose now, I'm not gonna fucking drink myself to death because it's already fucked anyway.
You're going out to watch the game though, aren't you?
I'm just going to the lads from the Liverpool Supporters Club, so I'm going there as well just to try and not watch the game, but if I can fucking try and get people to come on Sunday as well, remind them, that'd be sick. But what was it? In Sydney Junction or something?
Yeah.
It's by the
near the Hammer.
Yeah, that's by. Yeah. Isn't that where's Luke living now? I don't even know.
They live in, what's it called?
Hamilton?
No.
They've moved again, I think.
Where Earp is, the distillery. Fuck, Carrington. There you go.
Oh.
Is that far from there or what?
Yeah. You'll have to Uber it.
Oh, what, like 15?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, whatever.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, I mean, I'll pretty much straight after this show, I'll Uber tomorrow.
Yeah, I was the Uber home last night. He's like, oh, I'm on 1%. Like, that's not going to happen.
No, literally. I'm like, do it now. Oh, no, it's dead.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to charge my phone, but I was asleep. Sorry. Yeah.
To be fair, you were doing fucking well.
Yeah.
For me to drag it out without any fucking prior notice.
No, but then we Ubered to your car anyway. So
yeah. That's good. We got back after you had your fucking power nap.
Yeah. That was so funny.
I did
that.
Not get a power nap.
Did you have a bevy there?
I had one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that was it. This is going nowhere.
We have a rule that you can have as many drinks as you like as long as you have one every hour.
Yeah.
So you can have 14 beers, but if you do it every hour, you can still drive.
Over 14 hours. Yeah. It'd be sweet.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah.
I gave it some thought, but the numbers check out. The math checks out.
How many beers have you had today? 14, officer.
Yeah. but I started drinking 15 hours ago. Yeah. Get out of here, you little scab.
Go on.
Yeah. And they had two joints. They cancel it out. Go on. Keep going.
I had some mushrooms. I'm sweet.
Yeah.
I'm focused.
Wild.
I've been hitting this vape pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only lost my license once, and it was coming out of Nimbin Mardi Gras years ago, and I picked a short straw to drive out, you know what I mean? It was Marty's car, like everybody. Gavin Scott was in the front row. He just had a cookie. And then after the whole thing with the police, we got in the car, and he was like, oh, thank God that was over. I was freaking out like crazy. I hadn't said a word for like an hour just in the front seat. I was getting drug tests, and they were like, all right, yeah. Then I ended up losing my license because I was home, so I didn't go to court. So they hit me with a two-year ban, but I only drive once a year to Nimbin anyway, so I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And like I got the first straw letter because everybody else had done acid on it, done weed, so I was like, whatever. But I'd done all the
test for acid.
I'd done all of it. Yeah, but they were just freaking out. They'd done all of the... I had like the fucking, I had like a chalk milk, I had the apple cider vinegar, fucking yeah. horrible thing. Nothing no, works, lad. Work. Oh, well, I mean, Nimbin, I was pumping weed, so maybe if you just not got like just regular smoking every yeah. night of joints, maybe it might work, but that rumour.
Not when you're squashing that rumour. Bongs to fall asleep in a camp chair.
Oh, right? Of course, yeah. Exactly.
That's going to come up.
That's like why I haven't gone yet. It's because like there's no way to get there. You need a designated driver.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. It all depends as well. It depends what time you go, like what day you go, all that sort of stuff. Look at the draw, maybe as well. It all really depends. You know what I mean? Like the cops there, like they're from Lismore, so they're hippie cops. They don't really want to do it. Like the cop couldn't have been sounder. I can't believe I'm saying that about a cop, but he couldn't have been. You know what I mean? He was like, yeah. I don't want to do this, but I was like, have you been smoking weed? I'm like, do you know where I just fucking came from? Yeah. What are you on about here? Like, what are we talking about? It's a weed festival. You fucking
Have you been eating chocolate at the chocolate factory?
Yeah. What the fuck? But I'm white, so got away with it, obviously.
Yeah, you're fine.
Did you get choked out?
Yeah. No, I think
2 year ban. 2 year ban from driving.
Yeah.
That's fucking
wild. What was that kid's fucking riff on the stage? I don't know. He was like, yeah, George Floyd.
Oh, my Lord. He said something on Tuesday night. Were you there Tuesday? No?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah. You there, yeah. And it was like something. Then he said, I couldn't breathe. George Floyd. Just gave a shout out, then went back to his terrible bitch.
Yeah.
It was insane.
I was like, what the fuck?
And then that chick was fucking having a chat with you after the show.
Yeah, she's like, your mate. And I'm like, he's not my friend. I just met the guy. I don't even know who the fuck he is. And then I'm like, well, to be fair, I don't even know what race he is. Yeah. He was like a tanned white dude wearing it or something. So.
Italian.
Like a packy with privilege or something. Italian, that probably makes more sense, actually. Yeah. He kissed me on both cheeks. So that ass cheeks.
And he fucking introduced Elliot.
That was the funniest thing ever.
We got Elliot Stewart. I'm like, are you doing my job? What's going on here? Yeah. And then when Elliot said, let's get him back up here again.
Oh, dude. Yeah, for context, because people listening weren't there.
Yeah.
The guy, it was his very first set. Fucking bombed.
Yeah.
Bombed.
Nice guy, but I mean,
yeah. I mean, usually when it's someone's first set.
After it.
Yeah. Usually when it's someone's first set, you tell the crowd, but we didn't know.
Yeah.
And then it didn't go well, and he's like, all right, Elliot Stewart up next. Like, just introduced Elliot. And the comedian's just lost it.
Losing it. Because he's not even the best comedian on the lineup as well. No. Like, you could have shouted out, you know what I mean? You're like, what the fuck? I love Elliot, but it's
coming
so
up
funny.
Next, we have Elliot.
You're shouting out somebody that's 2 years younger than you. You're like, this guy is, I look up to him. Like, since when?
I think he knows Elliot.
He's a foot shorter.
Yeah, he's a foot shorter. He's 15. I like the way he holds himself as a man. Like, what the? You still got a shooting opal card? I will not respect anybody with a shooting opal card. You hear that, Elliot Stewart?
Oh, dude.
So funny, yeah.
He was the best comedian on Wednesday.
Oh, your show.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah, that was chaos. We won't talk about...
You told me a bit of it, didn't you?
Yeah, I told you what happened. It was...
I thought it was good.
It was a good night.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, watching the chaos.
So did I.
I bet you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as soon as you had to step back on stage,
when I saw the crowd's face afterwards, when I got on stage and there was a woman just like, oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a free show. You get what you pay for. Like, fucking unpuck your assholes.
I know, yeah. You can leave at any point.
Some people did.
Oh, they did? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They're like, this is fucking hectic.
Yeah.
We're leaving.
Yeah.
Only a couple. I think it was like two walked out. But yeah.
Yeah.
But I had to go up afterwards.
And to follow it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, fucking
You did well, though.
Thanks, man. I tried to fucking do something. It's hard when you're doing all new material and you're like following chaos. Oh, fuck. Am I going to bring this back? But I was just trying to be nice to them. Thank you for coming out. Please come back.
They were never coming back.
Oh, maybe that one, the young fella and his mum.
Oh, yeah. She was cool.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Cool. What, like you had a kid?
Yeah, there's a mum.
Her son was like 18, 20, something
like
that.
So what's the... Is it like 15 plus in here or something? Or what was it, 18 plus? Because they're bar. Oh,
yeah. Okay. But he was having some drinks and, I was just fucking... Just ragging on him a bit.
Oh, nice.
It was cool.
She hit on his mom?
Nah.
That's a great one. I love doing that. If they're at the moment, just turn up, just get, yeah, just hit on her ruthlessly. Yeah.
Oh fuck, she would have loved that.
Yeah. Be like, we'll get this, put this little scamp to bed. And then.
You're not around on the 8th of May, are you?
I mean, I'm in Sydney, but I was this for the stag or whatever.
The stag's next.
No, is it a Wednesday or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Nah, I'll be after. I got stuff in Sydney now.
It's not that. It's the 8th.
But I don't even have a fucking night off, actually, to be honest. I got one night off next Tuesday after Nimbin, but that's about it. I'm fucking booked constantly. Next Tuesday? Sick. It's the most I've met.
Host here again.
But I'm getting back from Nimbin that day, so it's going to be like, I'm going to be just stoned as fuck, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then back, I think I get back at like 4 by the time I get here. I can't be arsed now. I need a day off. I mean, I just haven't had a fucking day off. Which is, I mean, we're doing 20 minutes work a night, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I love day drinking, I love smoking weed all day. I don't smoke or drink during the day, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right till 6 a.m. and now you've got to go promote your show to a football club.
Exactly, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm watching the game, but yeah, for sure.
No, it's hard work, mate.
I'll take the card reader.
I've been like that as well, just busy every fucking night.
But I'm the richest I've ever been, so you know what I mean? This year I've made the most money. So it's like every year I'm making more money, so it's paying off, I guess, you know what I mean? And then tomorrow I've got the most sold I've ever sold for this show and stuff, and then I've still got tonight and at the game or whatever and shit, yeah, so who knows. And then people just fucking, do people just come here on Sundays now or whatever, or walking by, do you get any of the foot traffic maybe?
Maybe.
Sometimes, yeah. Definitely get walk-ins. Mm-hmm. We've gotten walk-ins for like the Weird Wednesdays as well.
Oh, nice.
The talent show gets a lot of walk-ins.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. Actually, we should do an A-frame up for that.
Yeah, I've been. I was thinking that.
You don't have anything outside, do you?
No.
Do they have anything for this?
No.
No.
Maybe there's a law. Maybe it's illegal or something.
We can have it.
Oh no, I've had it. I've had my poster on an A-frame. Actually, yeah, outside, yeah.
If you've got an A3, we can chuck it out.
Yeah. No. Fuck that. I'm not really. I got the same poster every year. I just edit the dates myself now. I don't even get my friends to do it anymore. I'm like, fuck this. Everybody use Eventbrite. It'll work.
I'll get them printed. Get a couple of A3s printed for us. And
sick.
There must be an A3 in the fucking storage thing or something like that or whatever. I don't know. Yeah.
We make the best posters. Any shows.
The flyers you were handing out the other day, that was sick.
Yeah.
And then the talent show one that's on the wall, that looks sick, innit?
Yeah.
What's that, like monsters or aliens or something?
Yeah.
Some
shit on it.
Like, fucking, what's his name? Rick and Morty. Style. Yeah, just AI.
Oh my god, why didn't we think about that? We were talking about the best animated thing last night. Nobody said Rick and Morty.
It's not a movie, though.
Oh, it's not a movie.
Yeah.
I said Emperor's New Groove.
What's
your favourite? You've not seen Emperor's New Groove?
No.
It's like a Disney movie where like David Spade's like a llama. He's an emperor. Then they put a spell on him. He turned into a llama.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You don't remember that one? No, I've never seen it. That'd probably hold up now as an adult, I feel like. It'd probably be funnier, actually. What's your favourite animated movie?
My favourite animated movie? Oh,
Hentai Sluts.
Hentai Sluts 3.
Oh, no spoilers. I haven't seen the second one yet.
She does anal.
God damn it. What the fuck? Come here. Hentai Sluts 3. It really fell off after the second one.
Yeah.
The storyline went a bit weird.
Yeah, they changed the main character. Yeah. They made her black. It was the problem.
They recast it. Yeah. Oh.
That's one thing that they're not ever recasting is anime.
No. You can't have like a black cast or a white cast in that. You're like, what the fuck is going on here?
The fucking neckbeards would riot.
Yeah.
That's like when we got here Tuesday, there was a big fucking parade, like a big
around. We still don't even know what that was
for.
Yeah, it was like a women march or something like that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the Aboriginal flags. Yeah, I thought Aboriginal it was like an flags. Aboriginal.
Yeah, that doesn't stop them.
I mean, I guess.
I think there's a women's rights march.
I thought Aboriginal was against women.
That fucking dick about the
guy. I mean, if it's their wife, they're against them. But if it's regular women, no.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I love that crazy Noonga bit where he's like calls up the vet and he's like, I've got to take my dog to the vet.
He's
like, just keeps teeing it up that he's got to get his dog there. And he's like, she's like, oh, yeah, we've got a booking for like 4 p.m. And he's like, yeah, that'll work. And then he's like, oh, she'll drive down. He's like, your dog will drive down? Yeah, she'll drive. He's talking about his wife the whole time.
Yeah. It's a real vet as well.
Yeah. Can take his dog to the vet.
That's savage.
She's up on the roof. Your dog's up on the roof.
Yeah. So it was for, what was it? It was just what women march for what? Just equal rights or whatever the fuck is it?
They've already got equal rights.
I know.
Probably the domestic violence or something.
Maybe it's men taking over their sports.
Taking over their sports?
Yeah.
Like what?
Chopping our cocks off and fucking smashing them.
We don't even chop our cocks off to do it.
I mean, they don't even have to. I mean, they barely even have to shave the beard, do they?
No.
Like, they literally just say, you know, I'm a woman now, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
South Park did it the best, though. That episode with the fucking weightlifter.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Strong woman.
Yeah. The PC babies.
Yeah.
That was so funny, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
But, gotta say, no one in comedy doing it. I haven't seen a trans comedian fucking blow it out of the water.
What, kill them wise or like on stage?
Yeah, like an all women lineup and then just a trans comedian gets up and just blows the fucking doors off the place. That would be funny.
Yeah, that would be funny.
It would. Cassie Wakeman, she'd be crushing for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like when she was a man, she was crushing. I'm assuming it's like she's crushing now. And I've seen her in 2 years, but she was crushing before. I doubt she got worse. She's probably got better. I don't know, really. I know a few other trans, but they're newer comedy anyway, so it's like they're not meant to be
actually,
good. You know
Frankie's
what I mean?
Pretty fucking good.
Frankie's very good.
Yeah.
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 We booked her for a November show.
Is that a Newcastle trans comedian, is it?
She's in Sydney now.
Sydney now.
Okay.
She's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Won a bunch of awards for
Fringe. Oh, really? Sick. Well, of course.
Yeah.
The show's called Are You a Boy or a Girl?
Oh, that's a good name as well for the fucking trans. Yeah, that's sick.
She's got a giant fuck off mustache.
No way.
I'll show you.
Wait, so it's a guy to a girl or it's a girl to a guy?
Guy to a girl, yeah.
Guy to a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's mostly, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's not many girls going guys.
The one that I shagged.
What?
Yeah. It was girl to a guy.
That's the biggest mustache in the world.
Yeah, dude.
No, it looks like he's literally taking the piss, doesn't it?
Looks like.
But he is trans or he's taking the mickey?
No,
he is trans?
Yeah.
You can't do it with the mustache. For me, I've got no problem with trans. I'm not even arsed, you know what I mean? Who cares? I've got a bigger dick than fucking all of you, so I'm not arsed. But I'm saying, you got to make an effort.
Honestly, you just get used to it.
Yeah?
When you first...
Well, has he got makeup on and all the stuff? Is he shaving his legs and all that?
When you first meet her, you're like, it's really, like, weird. Does she talk like
a woman?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's like once... Probably after about 10 minutes, once you've, like, gotten used to it, it just looks normal.
Because it's not even, like, it's, like, a full mustache.
It's
like,
crazy.
Even, like, regular men don't even have that thick of a mustache. That's, like, a sheriff in Alabama in the 1970s mustache, you know what I mean? Yeah, for sure.
She's got bits on it.
That's crazy. Hilarious. Like, black people are still getting segregated where he is sheriff. You know what I'm saying? That's a full-on porno, like, cartoon rabbit with a fucking cowboy hat on mustache. That's
crazy.
Fucking hell.
Because she works in a warehouse or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they have the Christmas party. And so she's just dressed, like, in work uniform. The hive is.
Yeah.
And then she turns up to the work. Like, and they're like, holy fuck.
Shit.
Like,
all of a sudden, everyone wants to fuck Frankie.
Yeah. That's so funny, though.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend, Courtney Maldo, she's a comedian in Perth. Her show's called Transcontinental, which is a good name, innit?
Yeah.
But she's still got her old voice or whatever, I guess, yeah. Unless she was even more butch back in the day, I don't know, but I've only noticed since she's transitioned, I guess.
I could transition into a butch lesbian.
Overnight.
You've already got the tits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You've kind of got the hairstyle. Maybe get your different frames on the glasses, and I think we've done it.
Yeah.
The black tea.
I think I could. What do you mean you haven't?
Yeah. I thought we were gearing it up for some sort of big finale. Yeah. I didn't want to ruin it.
One day he'll come out of the closet.
This is actually, let me look at this. I'm going to Google this. This is what you'd look like if you transitioned, actually. Where are we?
Have you got a transitioning app? Just make me a girl.
No. Is there an app for that?
Probably.
Yeah, there is.
When I was in high school, I used to have long hair, and one of the girls put me in pigtails.
Yeah.
And everyone said I look like a chick. They're like, you actually look like a girl.
That's you. The girl from The Incredibles. Oh, so good. Who was? We said you look like somebody last night, Mitch Garlick. When you were on stage, you look like the guy from Entangled or something. Entangled or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Is that a Brett Blake t-shirt?
Yeah.
What is it? What's it for? It's one, or is that Brew Dude or something?
Nah, no dorks. But it's one that Kappa designed.
What's on the back?
It's like a Ford Falcon.
Oh yeah. Is it the Uzis or whatever? No. Yeah. Let's see it turn around. Yeah, yeah, that's it. I love that one. Yeah, that's so good. The Uzi snake. Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, he's got it tattooed on him, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's like back in Perth. Like me and him are best mates, and I've known him for like the longest. I've done comedy really, and he used to be like wear a cardigan and have like a fucking what are they called, boards, and he'd write stuff on the board and all that. He was a proper like gimp and shit, like cardigan, bow tie, and now he's like the biggest bogan you ever met. Yeah, it's so funny. Like,
I can't imagine.
He glued out the mullet, he changed them. It's a whole Marty Bright thing all over again.
Yeah, right. Except he didn't smoke weed or take acid. He just, what do you do?
He just done burnouts. Yeah, burnouts. It's like EMU export. Yeah. We once checked a carton of EMU export from Perth to Melbourne to fly.
What the fuck?
That's his luggage, yeah. On the carousel. Yeah, it came out and he cracked. Melbourne Airport.
That is legend. Good.
Yeah, I know. Because you can't get them anywhere else. You can only get them in EMU. In EMU Export in Perth, yeah.
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 Yeah, okay.
I remember that it was me, him and Kappa, and me and Kappa were so broke. It was a few years ago and we were doing fucking a Milos gig, probably that Big Dog or whatever. I'm like, I've got no money. You're going to have to lend me money. He's like, all right. And then Kappa does the same thing. So we're both on his, like, his debit card. And he hadn't signed it. So I signed the back of it with my name. He's still got my name signed on the back of his debit card. I was like, it's a communal debit card now. Yeah. So funny.
Oh, fuck.
If you could do that, if you know, because some people don't sign the back of them. I always sign my name on them if I see them, yeah. Oh, so funny.
Oh. Yeah, you can sign mine.
You haven't done it?
No, I haven't done it.
You've see, that's more. It. I only sign debit cards, tits, and babies' heads. They're my rules. Let's not let anything else. Fuck you.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Wild.
That's the pod?
We're done.
Yeah. What the fuck? What are we doing? Oh, what have we done? An hour, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did you normally record for?
Yeah. Yeah,
we're not fucking putting any effort.
Yeah,
he is so tired. I've carried this pod. Thank fuck, he got the king of the riff. Camera one, camera two.
Dude, that's why we have guests.
Yeah.
I was talking to Dave. He's like, man, that podcast we did the other week was so low energy. He's like, he goes, I've never seen or heard a more low energy podcast. And he's like, I was like, yeah, that's why we bring guests on. And he's like, oh, why don't you and Ethan just do it? I was like, me and Ethan.
We have talked for 160 episodes.
There couldn't be any more riffs left for you guys.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you've got to tell a story, you'd be like, you told me that story?
Yeah.
You know
we've got nothing to talk about.
I've been calling fat so many times. I'm so bored of it now.
Yeah.
it's not even a joke.
You'd think it was meant to be a wake-up call. Yeah. It's not work.
I'm like Homer when he took up boxing. It's just, you just punch yourself out.
The worst is like, back home is bad for it now because, I mean, it's great because we got great podcasts, but it's always like, oh, save for the pod. You know what I mean? We meet up for a drink, we're doing a pod tomorrow, or the next, or like maybe in an hour. It's like, oh, save for the pod. It's like, so we're just sitting in silence for an hour. You know what I mean? You can't even have a genuine conversation anymore because. And then I won't relive a riff, so they're like, tell me what you just told me. I said, nope, I won't do it. I'd rather have radio silence than relive this fucking riff. But I hate that sort of stuff. Like, are you guys the only podcasted? Newcastle, really?
The only good one.
The only good one.
Well, you're going overseas to do the one tomorrow.
Who is?
Bradley's.
Oh, yeah, I'm going overseas.
Stockton, it's overseas.
Overseas, yeah.
Yeah, you get on a boat.
But you're on it for, what, 3 minutes, I think?
Yeah.
That's overseas.
That'd be nice, though, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go do that at 3, and then, what's it called, the Sunday service, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he just riffing, or is he, do I have to, like, do it on my knees or whatever?
You're going to have to carry that one.
Yeah. But I don't have to, like...
Just he'll
like
buy you one. Beers, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I don't drink before my show, but great.
Yeah.
You're going to have to drink at least
You have
one.
To drink one.
Yeah.
He has a beer review.
Oh, okay.
And the beer review is always, not bad. Yeah, I like it.
Every time.
Say about this.
Yeah. Every fucking time.
And is it a different beer every time?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, last week it was VB.
And he'll ask you to bring...
VB! So he's run out of beers. So yeah, that's what that means.
He's like, he was...
He's getting poor. He can't afford the
I'm getting a Carlton draft, yeah. You're like, how's this? The one that I drink. It's the cheapest.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
He spent all his money on the plants on the wall. So he's just got to drink VB. VB's expensive now.
Yeah, it's popular. Yeah.
For this fucking fat... Vaginal backwash or whatever they call it. That's horrible, yeah.
Very bad.
I'd rather have a BB and a Carlton draft than all these fucking fancy beers, though. I can't do it.
Yes.
Like last night, I was just on the lager. And I didn't. She was like, do you want to try something else? I'm like, nah. Fuck
normal
that.
Beer's good.
Well, that's a lager, isn't it? Lager Pilsner. That's like a fancy lager.
Yeah.
Lager. And then that's about it, really. I mean, if it's like, if it's free and it's all you got, I'll have a fucking pale ale or whatever. But
Stone and Wood's good.
Stonewood.
Yeah. Have you had that?
Oh, that's kind of like, yeah, that's not too pale. Like, that's not too
heavy. It's
just ask my ex.
And she loves Stonewood. Do we have any ex? Because they've all been crazy bitches. So
I have a bad down, taste in women. I can't pick them.
You can. You just pick the wrong ones.
Yeah, I pick the ones that shut down at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Savage. And then ginger beer, I can't do. Was it you had the ginger beer the other day? It was a weird. Was it you?
Nah, it wasn't me.
Was it you?
No.
It wasn't.
He doesn't remember where he said ginger.
Maybe it was. So oh, no, it was weed. Wednesday. It was Wednesday at Magic Mike. My boy Reese, he had one. It's sweet as fuck. I couldn't have that.
Yeah.
Like a ginger beer is nice. It's refreshing. Oh, yeah, it tastes like alcohol, but it was like.
Had the birthday show,
yeah. Yeah, it was sick, actually. Yeah, it wasn't like I thought there was going to be like 14 acts on. It was sound. There was only like 8 acts on and stuff. And I was like, I thought I was crushing up top, but I went crushing this. Like, they were just laughing at weird times or whatever. So I just had to stop off here through and be like, this is funny. I'm a professional comedian. I'm hilarious. Just fucking go with it. You know what I mean? Because there was like a bunch of Asians there. So straight away, I'm like, what up, Asians? And then they were sat, like, everybody was sat facing this way. They were facing each other. And I'm like, even at a comedy show, you got to sit like you're at a sushi restaurant. So what is this? And then I'm like, what's your name? She's like, Wong. I'm like, it isn't, but I love it. You know what I mean? So they were like loving it and all that. And then all the white people being weird, as always.
Yeah.
And then I was like, roasted this guy from, he was Arabic, and he met this woman online in Germany. And I was like, that's...
Oh, not another gem.
I know, I was like, two of my favourite things. Nazis and getting catfished. But yeah, nah, it was sad. They don't do a break, which is like... I mean, I don't mind the break. I'm back at home. We have two breaks, but there, it's like, I mean, it's light work for me. I do 20 minutes up top, and then I just keep it rolling. You know what I mean?
Two breaks back home?
Yeah.
What, after 20, or...?
It depends on the club, but if it's a proper comedy club, like this would be two breaks back home, yeah.
Yeah,
sure. So you do, because normally... the MC, then the guy who's the opener and the headliner are normally the same. Normally the opener's the headliner doing the double.
Oh,
so you do MC, then the first guy does 20, who's normally headline caliber. Right? He's
that
probably
makes
doing
fucking
a double.
Start strong.
And then you do like, and then I come back on, so I'll do like 15 up top, then I'll come back on and do 10, then the last section you do like 3 or whatever, 3 to 5.
Yeah.
20. Then in the middle it'll be like a guy doing a trial or whatever, or like a... Like, I know we call it an open spot. So maybe if it's a big club, you still get like 50 quid or whatever. Sometimes it might be two people just doing a trial for 10 minutes, and then you got the headliner again doing like 25.
Right.
So, yeah, the lineups and all. It's more
so
like MC support headliner back home than showcases. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do more showcases here. Like, yeah.
It's a better format in the club setting for showcases.
Oh, for sure,
Obviously, in the UK, there's a lot more, like,
I mean, you've got the choice of the talent, so
yeah,
it's exactly. Yeah, exactly.
There's, like,
heaps
more comedians.
And then it's been like that for... I mean, Evan only does one break, and it's like Creatures and stuff. In Liverpool, some of the shows, we only do one break, like the bar shows, but Hot Water would do the two and stuff. That's just how it was. Because, we love drinking, you know what I mean? And that's how they make the money as well, is the bar, you know what I mean?
We should try it,
but it's also, like... It stretches the night.
Style.
You could lose people, you know what I mean? It's like if someone bombs in the second section, maybe they won't stay for the third.
Yeah.
But normally the headliner is a bit of a draw as well. He's probably got a TV credit, so they're coming for him. You know what I mean? Like,
there's...
And then these comedy clubs have been running for years, so they've been established.
And have the out at 9:30, so we can only really do one break.
Well, that's it, yeah. I mean, I know I'd rather do that. Like, it does fucking drag on, you know what I mean? It's like, I certainly can't double up if I'm emceeing two breaks. You just
but
don't
it
have
does
time.
Sell more drinks, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Oh, for sure it would, yeah. I mean, definitely, of course. I mean, just do one break and have it longer. That's what I'd rather do, really.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like,
how long
know
are
what
the
mean?
Breaks? Like 10, 15 or?
I mean, in the comedy clubs, because they like it's like run like a fucking, you know what I mean, tight ship in it. Like, so that'll be like they'll be doing announcements and all that sort of stuff. Right. But they're normally like 10, maybe 15 in a push or something like that. So, yeah. Because it's only like each section is only like 35 minutes, really. Yeah, with me doing 15, them doing 20 and stuff like that. So they're only little small sections. Like here as well, I guess. It's only like 45 minute halves, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So. I mean, short is better. Nobody ever leaves a show saying that wasn't long enough, unless it's like a Dave Chappelle or whatever. Well, not Chappelle, because he's doing 3 hours. Yeah. Yeah. Like Kevin Hart, he only does 50 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, live more and more.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They always, for sure. I always do 50 minute shows over an hour. They feel like an hour. Fucking trust me. You know what I mean? I'm doing 40 minutes. They feel like an hour and 20, but like, you always leave one more for sure. Yeah.
You'll see crowds as well, like if you do the Stag and Hunter. And like,
oh, good Lord.
Yeah, fucking 16 comedians. And then by the end of the show, the crowd is just like, can we fucking leave now?
No, I mean, but that is like, that's just a brutal show, isn't it, really? You know what I mean? It's like 16, and then it's sign up, so you can't even filter it. Yeah. Like, you'll obviously rejig the lineup, maybe hit free shit once, here's a good guy, free shit, you know what I mean? But still, the losing trust for sure, isn't it?
Off the record, yes, I will do that.
Yeah.
It's a bucket draw.
It's a bucket. Oh, yeah, no, you got to fucking. You'll at least have someone close the half and close the show. You know what I mean? Or maybe someone open strong, close strong, open strong, close strong. Put the
shit
in the middle.
It. Like, you'll make sure there's
I'm not putting Brian before we go to a break.
Yeah, of course not. Put him on during the break.
Yeah.
Dude, we've got like a fresh batch of comedians coming up at the moment who are like pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty good. Getting good quick.
Well, that's it. I think I said to you the other day, I was like, there's a whole new batch of weirdos here and I love it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we were the weirdos when we first started, now we're good at it. You know what I mean? And we've seen each other fucking grow. Like, that's why it was good seeing Mitch Garling last night, because we literally started at the same time. You know what I mean? So, and like, obviously, he was a lot fatter then. So seeing him now, skinny, is like
I said to him last night, I was like, dude, you just seem like way more like relaxed up there and confident.
Yeah.
And like you were... You look like you're enjoying yourself.
He killed last night. I'd say he killed for sure.
He goes, yeah, man, I'm no longer... Because I didn't... I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but he's like, yeah, I was like always paranoid that my shirt was too tight or I was always
pulling it down.
He goes, I was always uncomfortable up there.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, man, it shows. Like, the last night, he seemed way more comfortable.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, great stage presence. Just,
It was like... It was like another. He was already a great comedian.
Yeah, that was the thing. I mean, that's it. It's like we were talking about that because he's lost, like, you'd assume he's lost some of his jokes now. He's skinnier, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then it'd be brutal if he'd done the fat jokes and they still work. You're like, oh, God damn it. Shit. I thought I was skinny now. You're like, you don't need that tag. You're still fat. Yeah.
Yeah. 50 kilos.
And it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, that's 61 kilos, like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're losing like a fucking, like an Ethan or something. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You've lost a mediocre opener.
Yes.
I mean, he should be getting less funny, though, really, because it is, like, imagine I'm doing what I'm doing, but I'm fat as fuck. That is funnier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm in a basketball jersey, I'm fat as fuck, I'm riffing, like, that is funnier, really, isn't it? You know what I mean?
100%.
Nobody see what did he say on Funny People? Nobody wants to see a physically fit man do stand up. Nobody wants to see Lance Armstrong up there crushing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
The hot guys always bomb.
Yeah.
Hot guys always bomb at the open mics. They get up there with a hot guy like
energy.
Of course.
Yeah. And they just get eaten alive.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. For
now
sure.
Now you know what it feels like, motherfucker.
This is our domain. I mean, I can't believe I'm siding with the ugly comedians, but this is I'm somewhere in between. I feel like, you know what I mean, because the accent kind of pushes me up, gives me a bit more.
Maybe the big you're like a whatever. 7, but comedian, you're a 9.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I get all my pussy from shows. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, it's got to be something.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I'll be standing downstairs, and there's always like fucking one or two little fucking. Ladies, you're so funny. It's like I'm standing there, like,
right there, as well.
Right there. That's why they just don't acknowledge me.
I hand out the stickers, like, literally. Yeah. I mean, I do it for the followers and all that sort of stuff, and they're funny because it's my face and Mo Salas. But I mean, I only follow back the hot ones. You know what I mean? So, easy. Crazy.
All right, let's call the pod there. I can do it.
Thanks for having us, boys. No, LeBron James, a comedy. I'll be back next year.
Yeah. We'll.
Because this will be released when you listen to this next week, I guess.
No, we'll leave it for next year so you can use it.
Perfect. No, because then I'll be on stage with no hair. They'll be like, what the fuck is...
He's been using too much deodorant.
Yeah. He's got cats. Legend. Thanks for having me, boys. Always good to riff.
Never a bad time hanging out with you, brother.
Riffity Haddish. See you later.
Yeah, if this is out, 8th of May, show us your bits. I'm going to get a tattoo.
Hopefully. She's not gone by then, she's leaving in a couple of weeks. But anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Who's this?
The Swedish chick.
Oh, really? She's a tattoo artist.
Is she a good tattoo artist?
No.
Yeah, but it's a free tattoo. Are you getting it on stage at the talent show? Yes.
What are you going to get? I told him to get it on his ass, but he won't do it.
I'm not getting it on my ass.
What are you going to get?
Probably a turtle.
Why?
Because I like them. I like turtles.
The most autistic auntie you've ever heard in your entire life, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Colour or black and white?
Black and white.
Black and white.
It's got to be done in 5 minutes. So
oh, yeah, I'm sure. Nice. Like, so you just got to do it, and then you got to riff while you get lit the door, or what?
Yeah. I hope I don't faint.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're gonna faint. I'm sure you've got enough meat there. You're not gonna fucking feel it, lad.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Even to peg you mid show, and I feel like you'd still be like, "Oh."
Yeah. We'll buy you a fucking Zinger box to distract you while you get it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
And then film that for sure. I mean, comedian gets tattoo on stage. That's got viral written all over it. Yeah. Keep your ass out of it, obviously. But as soon as your ass gets in it, that's a lot of dislikes.
I might pull my nutsack out.
Tattoo your turtle on your nutsack.
Oh, dude. Oh. That would hurt so much.
Oh, my Lord.
All righty, let's get the fuck out of here. All right. Get some food.
Catch you later.
Peace. Bye.